would you please read item number 138?
Assert the city's intent to engage in a fair, deliberative, data-driven community discussion of potential enabling ordinances resulting from the potential removal of the preemptive on inclusionary housing in the 2016 state legislative session.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today is a very important day in Salem with regard to the fate of the city's number one priority in this legislative session, to lift the ban on inclusionary housing, also known as inclusionary zoning. I've been working closely with our excellent government relations team and the sponsor of Senate Bill 1533, Senator Michael Dembro, to assist in moving this legislation forward in Salem. Last week, Senator Dembro and myself had a meeting with local developers to learn of their concerns about the implementation of inclusionary housing. Many developers in the community are supportive of the efforts to remove the ban, but they do have concerns about the implementation of such a policy, how we engage the development community in that process, and that we consider the impact of all impending changes that we have on the table regarding affordable housing that affect the development community. That includes our floor area ratio bonus incentive bonus program in the comp plan for affordable housing, and also a proposed linkage fee for affordable housing. This resolution simply asserts our commitment as a city council that during any consideration of an inclusionary housing policy, we would engage in a community-wide, data-driven discussion that would include the development community as well as affordable housing experts and advocates. Further, that a panel of housing experts with representation from the development community would be expected to advise the council throughout the discussion of an inclusionary housing ordinance. So I urge support of this resolution and hope for good things today from Salem.
This is a 4/5 matter. It's a resolution. We are going to vote on it today. Carla, has anyone asked to speak on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Seeing none, would you please call the roll?
Prince.
So, Commissioner Saltzman, thank you for your leadership on this. I didn't know that today was the big day. That's great that it got on the council agendas to at least give the heads up to the development community last week that we were hoping to do something. We didn't have a quorum to be able to do that. So I very much support pretty much a fair, deliberative, data-driven community discussion of almost everything we do, as my colleagues on the council know.
I thought you'd like that.
Yes, indeed. So it seems very fair that we should continue to do this in this case. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Senator Michael Dembro for all his efforts in Salem on our behalf of lifting the ban on inclusionary housing. I want to thank Sarah Zahn of Girding Eadland Development and Dyke Dame of Williams and Dame Development for their supportive efforts of the bill. They have not only testified in front of the legislature, they actually both went down last week and met one-on-one with several key senators, and I think they made a difference, or will make a difference. Aye.
Commissioner, if I could, just a clarification. While this matter was introduced last week as a 4/5, it was put on the agenda this week by Commissioner Saltzman.
Okay, I'm sorry. So this is a stand-up resolution.
So this is a stand-up resolution.
Good. Thank you.
Not a 4/5.
So you're free to vote your conscience, Steve.
Well, in that case, I really appreciate Senator Dembro's and Commissioner Saltzman's hard work on this critical issue. And yes, of course, I would expect that we have a fair, deliberative, data-driven community discussion of potential enabling ordinances. And I particularly look forward to having a discussion about what models have worked particularly well in other communities. Aye.
Aye. Matter passes. Thank you.